Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As voters in Iowa head to their hundreds and hundreds of presidential caucus sites tonight, voters in New Hampshire, with its presidential primary a week from today, will no doubt be paying close attention. WBUR's Fred Tice joins us this morning from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, to talk about how the caucuses might impact the New Hampshire primary. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Bob.
First off, the caucuses have meant only a few campaign events in New Hampshire in recent days featuring the candidates, because all the candidates are out in Iowa. So what have the campaigns been doing?
So there is, of course, John Huntsman, who of the top six candidates is the only one who has remained in New Hampshire. He has been holding a lot of events. He is staking his entire campaign on New Hampshire. As for some of the other candidates, well, they're operating, some of them, through surrogates. For example, Mitt Romney yesterday had a rally in Manchester with his supporters, and former Governor John Sununu of New Hampshire was out there trying to rally them. They were making calls to voters. And there have been several candidates who've been on the air. Romney has been on the air on television ads. So has Rick Santorum. So has Ron Paul. And there's been a super PAC attacking Romney on behalf of John Huntsman.
All right, let's talk about how the Iowa results might play in New Hampshire. We know that typically, in many years past, the New Hampshire voters ignore what the Iowa voters do.
That's right. And, you know, that's especially true of Republicans. Among Republicans, at least, typically Iowa does not influence New Hampshire much. Andy Smith, who conducts the University of New Hampshire polls, points out that only two Republicans who have won both Iowa and New Hampshire, and they were Gerald Ford and George Herbert Walker Bush, and both, of course, were sitting presidents. Now, observers say Iowa Republicans and New Hampshire Republicans are two very different electorates. Iowa Republicans tend to be socially conservative. New Hampshire Republicans tend to be more moderate. And that difference is made all the much starker by the fact that in New Hampshire, independent voters can vote in the primary.
So tell us, as of today, what potential New Hampshire voters are saying about what's happening out in Iowa. And more importantly, what are they saying about the candidates in this final week before the New Hampshire primary?
So there's about the candidates, you know, there are a lot of people lining up behind Romney, but still some indecision. So last night I was in an event in Dover with the only one of the top six Republicans campaigning in New Hampshire yesterday, and that was former Utah Governor John Huntsman. About 100 people turned out. That's about how many people typically turn out for him. Some were already won over to Huntsman. Others were considering him and other candidates, and especially Mitt Romney. But all of them seem to agree on one thing, and that is that Iowa does not influence the vote in New Hampshire. Independent voter Ann Fredette says she's looking at everybody. She voted for President Obama 4 years ago. She might still vote for the president in the general election, she says. But she says how Iowa votes will have no impact on how she votes.
The caucuses are very strange. If anybody wants to sit through that, and if you have got a good group that will do that for you, you do well. But it's not the same as a primary.
And then I spoke to Jack and Diane Newark. They own a restaurant in Dover. They're Republicans. They voted for John McCain 4 years ago. And this year they're leaning towards Huntsman, but they also like Mitt Romney. Jack Newark says, what happens in Iowa today stays in Iowa.
Look at the record in Iowa. What? They've only had one or two guys come out of there and make it to the final race. New Hampshire's where it's at. I'm biased.
And why do you think that is? Why do you think New Hampshire is where it's at?
Because it's a different mix of people out here. More tough, independent Yankees. Not that there's nothing wrong with Iowans, but we pretty much got our own mindset out here. We're a little on the stubborn side, but we know what we want.
They know what they want here, Bob, and they usually want something different from what people in Iowa want.
Okay. Let's zero in on former Governor Mitt Romney for a minute, who before a raucous crowd at a caucus rally got caught up in it and predicted an Iowa win, which might happen as he's on top of the polls out in Iowa, but with Ron Paul close behind and Rick Santorum rising in the polls in recent days. But in New Hampshire, Romney is clearly way ahead.
That's right, Bob. The polls show here that what people want in New Hampshire is Mitt Romney. He's pulling away, not only ahead, but pulling away from the rest of the field. And I have to point out that despite what we hear about voters in New Hampshire being late deciders, by this time 4 years ago, the field was set. John McCain had taken the lead, and he went on to win the primary and then the nomination. And this year, despite the interest that Ron Paul and John Huntsman are generating at their events, it's just not translating in the polls. And when you go to Romney events, you sense that people are already lined up behind him or that he's winning them over.
And I take it that Mitt Romney and the rest of the GOP field will quickly get to New Hampshire after the Iowa caucuses tonight, hoping to pick off what remains of undecided New Hampshire voters.
That's right. Mitt Romney returns to New Hampshire tomorrow. Rick Santorum will be here as well. Of course, John Huntsman never left.
WBUR's Fred Tice, our political reporter who's been traveling the highways and byways of New Hampshire for months now. Thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
Glad to do it, Bob.